Since we're in a bit of a political season, to say the least, I thought I may tell you a story about a politician who was humbled. But there was a governor of a state, and as the incumbent, he was campaigning very hard to get reelected. And on this particular day, he had started very early, had not had time for breakfast, was late for the barbecue event that he was scheduled to campaign at, and he was famished. And he got in the line for the food, and he held out his plate for the chicken. The lady put one piece of chicken on there, and he said, "Excuse me, I'm very hungry. Could I have another piece of chicken?" And she said, "No. They told me only one to a person." Well, he tried again, and he said, I'm starved. Couldn't I just please have another piece of chicken?" And she said, "No, one to a customer." And normally a very modest man, he said, he just was so hungry, he was going to use his power a little bit to get another piece of chicken. And he said, "Do you know who I am? I'm the governor of the state." And she said, "You know who I am? I'm the lady in charge of the chicken. Move on, mister." But that is a story about someone who generally very modest, probably never used the weight of his office before. And he probably had many things that he had done as in his office as governor that he could be proud of. He's probably had very high moral values, very proud of them. What his fall was when he decided to use his pride for gain to himself. And as we look at the story that Jesus, and the parable that Jesus uses in the gospel today, there's, in the first reading, we go back to that also. But there's really two things. First is pride, and second is humility. And pride, is it always wrong to have some pride? No, it's not wrong. There are some things we can be proud of in our lives and helps our ego a bit. But it's how we use that pride. And in the parable today, Jesus was watching all of these people jockeying for the best place to sit, probably elbowing and pushing others out of the way. And even the man who held the dinner was probably using Jesus for his own pride. He heard about Jesus and all the things he was doing, and that could build him up a little bit to have Jesus in his house to have dinner. So there's a lot of that pride going on, the jostling and the things that we do and the things that they were doing. And that's where we run into a problem with our pride. If we want to set out to use ourselves or something that we've done and that we should have some pride in to gain something over another person, we've ended into a state of sin. And there's so many ways that we can try to attempt to use our pride to give ourselves more stature, to give ourselves many things, and it may not even be material things, but we like to get the seat of honor. We like to be recognized. And that's the things where we get into a state of sin. We begin to use that, and it hurts us. And that's where we need to look at, am I humble enough to begin to look for forgiveness for that? There is so much that goes on in our world of pride. And we look at even the banquet that was going on in Jesus' time and the story, and those people. And we too may enter into that is when we go attend some event and we go into a banquet and we see someone that's out in front of the banquet hall possibly begging and hungry, and do we feel a bit inflated because we're in a position above that? What makes us think we are greater and that we have a better position than that person who's begging? We may ask ourselves a lot of times, Someone's out there begging. They're just too lazy to work. Or they have other things that they spend their money on. Maybe it's drugs or something. And I'm just not going to give them anything. But those are assumptions we make. That how do we think we know that? Did that person tell us how they got in the position they're in? So that we can put ourselves above them and we have more pride and we take better care of ourselves and we're invited to this banquet. And that beggar is sitting there hungry and we walk by and ignore them. That's pride, my brothers and sisters, that gets us into that state of sin, as I mentioned before. God loves each one of us for exactly who we are. He doesn't put one above the other. And so many times we see that in the scriptures, don't we? Where Jesus dealt with people. He didn't put one down and the other up. What he did is he treated them all equally. He treated them all equally and called them to him. But he called them to change. And if they were to rise up and to let some of their pride go, they were called to change. And then, secondly, we have humility. What does being humble mean? Does it mean that being a humble person lets others just run over us? Push us out of the way and we're not supposed to do anything and we just accept that? I don't think so. Humbleness is, of course, being peaceful. Peaceful. Are we a person of peace? Can we be humble enough to be peaceful? And being humble doesn't mean that we give all our ego away and that we shouldn't have any pride in who we are. We should have pride in who... I'm a person who God loves. I should be proud of that. I'm someone who His Son has sacrificed His life for. I should be proud of that. But it also should be humble enough to know that I'm not the only one called. That's where we were running into the people in the dinner that Jesus was looking at. Is they weren't humble enough, and that was this, in the parable he said, is be humble and go sit at the lowest spot so you can be invited up. And that's hard for us to do. Very hard for us to do. There are people who want to take advantage of our humbleness. Is that something we should do? Well, maybe. Maybe it is at times. Being humble and a Christian is sometimes means we are being taken advantage of. And we can allow that. It's okay. As long as we don't allow it that it harms ourselves or others. Why can't we be taken advantage of once in a while? There's nothing wrong with that. Look at Jesus and how he was taken advantage of. Jesus was whipped, spit on, died. People took advantage of him. They knew he was humble enough to forgive. And you know what? They also knew he wouldn't retaliate. Even his disciples couldn't understand that. Why aren't we calling fire down on these people for doing this? Why don't you take your rightful place? That's what Jesus said. No, I am here and I will submit that all may be saved and forgiven. To me, one of Jesus' greatest humble acts, and it's a story I love out of Scripture, and it's not from today. But when they drug the woman in front of him, and they wanted to stone her, and their pride said, we must stone her because she has committed the sin of adultery. And we must stone her to death. And they wanted Jesus to condone that act of violence. But he wouldn't. He submitted himself in humbleness to the people who wanted to kill her and submitted himself in humbleness to the woman who they brought with the sin. Of course, they're all brought with sin. And Jesus kind of ignored them. He wrote on the sand and he ignored them and they kept going after him. Well, we got to do this. We got to get this done. But no, he ignored them. Finally, he looks up at them and says, "You without sin cast the first stone." You see, at that moment, their pride kind of deserted them and they were humbled to recognize the fact that they were sinners and couldn't throw that stone. How many stones are we trying to throw over a lifetime that in our pride we condemn and we throw stones, but we're not humble enough to forgive and let ourselves be taken advantage of a bit? Jesus was humble but strong in his desire to call people to change. He never stopped doing that. Even on the cross as he died, and the two thieves, was a call to change for them and a call to change for all those who were witnessing that act. It's the same call as for us today, is to change. Be humble, yet proud of who you are as my follower. As you are humble, you are my follower. If you love one another, you are my follower, and I forgive. Kind of a little bit like the governor in the line. Are we proud enough to be a Christian and to call others to join that line in Christianity, but humble enough to get out of their way, that they may be fulfilled in the fullness of their love for Christ and Christ's love for them?